going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, a little bit of football. David, spin the wheel. It's either schedule or fact or fiction. You pick.
It is fact or fiction, and we're going to be all over the board today. Not just NFL, we're going to be all over the board. I'm going to start with Kenny Cott on this first one here. We're going to go to the NHL.
Kenny's a drunk, fact.
We're going to go to the NHL with this fact or fiction. Fact or fiction, Kenny, thanks for throwing that bottle top at me. A Canadian team will be hoisting the Stanley Cup in June.
I dedicate this answer to Jeffrey Rieger. No, they will. A Canadian team will not be winning the Stanley Cup.
I was really, you know, the Leafs are going full Leaf right now.
They're doing the Leaf
thing.
They're
doing that Leaf thing again. They were up 2-0 on Florida. You had to split the pair. I'm getting nervous there now.
They did this. I think they've done this in consecutive years where they've gone up two games on a team and then just completely imploded. That's the Toronto Maple Leafs way.
Yeah, and not making the playoffs is the Wings way.
Sure is.
Yeah, I thought it would have been if they went 3-0 and then lost the next four. That would be true Toronto.
Next fact or fiction. Let's go to the NBA. And the lottery is tonight for the first overall selection. And fact or fiction. The 76ers will win the lottery tonight because it's what the NBA wants.
Fiction.
The 76ers have the fifth best odds.
It's fiction. The NBA would have a PR disaster. Their credibility would be out the window. It can't happen. It's got to be a stupid cartoon bumblebee or whatever that Wizards law. Oh, it's the Washington Monument in basketball. That's their new one. It just, Rico, if it goes to Philly, I come on.
See, I don't think it's, I think it's fiction, David, because if the league did what the league wanted for the, you know, the media markets and all, Zion would have never went to New Orleans. He would have went to New York.
And they won that lottery, and he looked like, wow.
So, right, that's what I'm saying. So
he looked like me when I walk in this office.
It's like you see San Antonio, like you see different places winning. You're like, really? What? Yes, the LeBron to Cleveland, that looked very scripted. But I'm going to say fiction.
Let's stay in the NBA for this one. This is a playoff one. The Cavs are never going to win a championship with Donovan Mitchell as their best player.
Fact. Honestly, the Cleveland Cavaliers, argue this, fact or fiction. The Cleveland Cavaliers are just the 2015 Hawks.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Fact, yeah.
I told you they're fake all year. Oh, but the injuries now. No, here's what it is. Hardos like Ty Jerome ain't leading you anywhere.
What do you say?
That's so true. It's so true.
Oh, what a great story. Yeah, good. Enjoy your summer vacation.
Let's move over to college football. Another one for you, Kenny.
Fiction.
All right. Fact or fiction. Georgia will miss the college football playoffs.
Nah, expanded playoffs. You got to say that they're going to make it. It's an SEC team. They play this cupcake schedule. Everybody tells me they'll make the playoffs. I don't know how far they make it through with a new quarterback, but we'll see.
All right, here's your problem. Your problem is what you just said. This is not a quarterback of Georgia's caliber. This Gunnar Stockton thing. No, like he couldn't beat out Carson Beck. Carson Beck wasn't even very good last year. The only way Stockton got in a game is when Beck had his head ripped off. This is not the high price transfer that I thought Georgia would have gone out and gotten.
And you're right about that. But if you put talent around him, which Georgia notoriously can do, they sneak into a playoff just because it's expanded. If this was a four-team playoff still, I would say absolutely not.
What about Mike Bobo? All right, let's keep it. We'll keep it moving. I'm telling you, I'd be a little nervous with the visor. If he doesn't make the playoff again this year, you better be careful.
Fact or fiction, let's go to Major League Baseball here. There's a big story. The Red Sox are in town, and Rafael Devers refuses to play first base right now. But I say fact or fiction, he will play first base by the end of May.
I think it's possible, but I also don't have a huge problem when they don't talk to their best player about bringing in Alex Bregman. Then they ask him to play a position he's probably terrible at. Look, they need to call Big Poppy. They need some legend coaching here. Hey, being a DH is cool. All the kids are doing it. I did it. It worked for me.
The wartime consigliere.
They do. Okay. No, they need the Dominican dandy to talk some sense into Mr. Devers.
No, they do. Because, right, if he goes there, he plays first, he looks awful, his stock falls, and now he's not worth what he once was.
Well, and now that, look, the team is desperate because Casas' knee exploded. That was their first baseman. I'm with David. I'll say fact. By the end of May, he'll be over there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fact or fiction, let's stay in Major League Baseball because they fired their manager over the weekend after a 21-0 loss. The Rockies will now win 35 games.
Huh? What?
I'm saying the manager change and all of a sudden they get high.
Oh, so no.
So their bump will be winning 29 games for the rest of the year.
You know what, Dave? I'm going to say fact just because it's hard to lose. That you're going to fall into some games that you win. So, yes. Can they win 29 games between today and the end of the year? Yes.
Yeah, but on the power ranking of boob owners, the Monfort brothers are Dolly Parton. I mean, the only one worse might be this Bob Nutting in Pittsburgh. Or those two are, I mean, Manfort, awful. That's what it means in Portuguese.
Orioles aren't the best ownership either, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, at least they're new.
That's true.
Now, their offseason was a train wreck, and they're paying for it now.
Right, but it wasn't the manager's fault why they only had 6 wins.
I agree with that.
But somebody had to fall on the sword.
Fact or fiction, now that we have a retirement in New Orleans over the weekend from Derek Carr, the Saints are actually the better fit for Aaron Rodgers than the Steelers.
Fiction. I got nothing else. The Saints are, you can't fix the Saints. The Steelers, I could find a way through. The best place is still Minnesota, which is Rico's fever dream.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
And you know what? If I'm the Saints, David, I'm going to say fiction. I don't want to go after Aaron Rodgers. You just may want to bottom out and just start fresh and not attach yourself because I don't think Pittsburgh wants him. You should just run away and just, you know what? We're not going to rescind the offer from him. He's not good. I don't think he's motivated to play in the NFL anymore.
And then finally, in the NFL, fact or fiction, the Cowboys are going to severely regret ever trading for George Pickens.
Fact. Guy's an absolute psychopath. I would want no part of him in my locker room. None.
See, I'm going to say fiction because he doesn't have to be that guy. You got CeeDee Lamb there. I think CeeDee is enough of a leader, but like, hey, there's going to be enough balls thrown your way, but I'm the man here, not you. Stay in your lane, and life will be good for you here in Dallas.
Sure, that'd be easy to tell George Pickens to stay in his lane because he's done that plenty of times.
You know what? But sometimes, David, in Pittsburgh, no offense, you really didn't have that person that can just step up and tell you, hey, this is how we need to get things.
Oh, T.J. Watt couldn't step up and be a leader and tell him that? You think
different side of the ball.
He's T.J. Watt.
Okay. I'm just saying, it's still
the franchise guy there.
He's a gold jacket Hall of Famer. George Pickens is a penis.
He is, Mike.
Cam Hayward,
maybe. Practices go, you're on this side, we're on this side practicing. So you need somebody who's constantly in your ear, who's on your side of the ball saying, that's not how we do this. That's not how we do this.
Maybe that's why San Francisco don't win championships. If that's your leadership structure, that's effed.
What is your problem
today?
Sorry,
Bosa, you can't talk to me. You're on defense.
Right, Nick Bosa is my leader.
Okay, you know what?
Body bag, Purdy.
I'm done. I'm done.
That is your...
Hold on. You mean to tell me...
No, Mike, what I am saying...
Tell me
one
more time.
...is that when somebody is on your side of the ball and you're practicing with them, it's the same practice, but offense is over here, defense is over there. Yes, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but... He's not watching every offensive rep because he's doing his defensive reps.
I understand
reps.
That totally. But you can hear or see the actions. And you know it, offenses and defenses clash. T.J. Watt in that locker room has every right to go up to George Pickens.
Right. But if I can see, you know what? On those reps, you just kind of half-assed did it. TJ's not watching that because he's looking at the defense, trying to get the defense good.
George That's what Pickens. I'm
saying. CeeDee Lamb is actually running the same drills as him, so he's watching every step, every movement.
The takeaway from all of this, George Pickens is a penis.
Yes, that's the takeaway.
That's really, I think, what everybody takes away.
That is fact or fiction.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.